week four now of the challenge with Elite Training and Nutrition in Greystones. We've been waiting to talk to Ralu, who's heading up the challenge this time. You just need to make sure you stay on the wagon, don't you?
Yes, 100%. So this is very common and natural thing to happen. Week one, you're super excited. Week two, you're getting some results and you're feeling amazing. And then week three, it's either you have a so-called bad day or a bad weekend. Something happens, or you just plainly get bored and you fall off the wagon. Now, come week four, you've got two options here. You're either gonna quit the challenge, stop what you're doing, and just, you know, exit the building. That's it, done for you. But then you're going back to where you were 3 weeks ago, and because you didn't change, nothing changes. And then you're gonna have to get on track again, and it's really hard to kind of start, stop. Or you have your second option, just to keep going and lean on the group and on your coach and whoever you have around.
You were saying lots of people were quite angry looking at you when you came into training yesterday because you'd given them a good talking to.
Yeah, I did actually on Sunday. So I presented the new task for week number four, and I did give them a bit of a kick in the ass. Mm-hmm. But everyone on Monday morning was like, do you know what? I'm not talking to you. You're in my head. How do you know what I'm thinking? It's because I've done it so many times and I know it's human behavior. Week four, we've got a new task, which is to give up something that you know doesn't serve you. And I think a lot of our members decided to give up drinking. What is your one thing, Laura?
I've decided I'm going to stay off the alcohol for the rest of the challenge as well. I saw everyone talking about it. I've just come back from a week with my sister in Madrid and the kids where, I mean, the carbs and the drink are off the charts. So it's probably a good time for it. But I was like, no, it doesn't serve me. When you see something doesn't serve you, for most of the time, like many of us, they're like, it's the booze. Because it doesn't just affect you at the time, it affects you the next day as well. Like, it's like a relentless cycle.
I don't think I'm the best person to talk about this because I gave up alcohol on the 1st of January 2022. So, I'm absolutely loving it. And it's not to say that I'm never going to drink again, but I decided to do 12 months no drinking, and there's so many benefits. Mm-hmm. And I think you don't necessarily have to go to the extreme that I went, but to give it up maybe for a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 90 days, 100 days, it's really beneficial for everything. The way you feel mentally, in your body, and especially if you have any body composition goals like losing body fat. Basically, this challenge was, you know, doing simple things over and over again until they become habits. Mainly, we focused on counting our calories, being in a calorie deficit for fat loss. Then we're training 3-4 times a week in the gym. And then we're going to try and stay active throughout the day and hitting 10,000 steps a day. That's a must throughout the challenge. And then we implemented new healthy habits. Week one, we had the green smoothie, which I know you love. Mm. And I hope everyone's going to keep going with it for as long as they can. Week two, we introduced eating protein with every meal. And then week three, we had adding vegetables to every meal. So if you're having a green smoothie in the morning, that's breakfast sorted. Then you just have to add your green veg, lunch, and dinner. And these are just small. Instead of taking away, we're just adding more healthy habits that locally are going to stick with everyone and, you know, get them to those results that they want at the end of the 6-week challenge.
And the training program at the moment is 5x5.
Yes, it's a strength program and everyone absolutely loves it. We've built it up for the last 3 months to finish this 5x5 program with 1 rep max testing at the end of this month, I think on 31st of November. And everyone's really excited about that. We're going to test our strength on the bench press. And everyone comes down, literally from women to men to beginners to advanced. And it's just such a great way to kind of test your strength and see where you're at. And then set some goals and really stay focused when you're coming into the gym.
Okay, thanks, Ralu.
You're very welcome.